Treaty City Brewery is a small batch manufacturer based in the medieval quarter of Limerick City, where they produce artisan beers for the local and national market. The reopening of pubs today is a welcome development for the brewery, which, having opened in 2016, was building a reputation in the craft beer market when COVID hit. I met Stephen Cunneen at the brewery on Nicholas Street on Friday.
So you're looking at one of our small batch fermenters. This is our Sarsfield Stout actually fermenting currently, and that bubbling noise you hear in the background is the yeast eating the sugars that are in suspension in the wort or the beer and producing CO2. We're high-end, we're an artisan handmade product, so we don't add preservatives or additives, or there's nothing in our beer that can extend our shelf life. There's a lot of macros out there, you can just kind of park the beer. We don't do that. An example of which is we're getting ready for the opening on Monday. The beers are being filled today. So the kegs that you will be drinking on Monday in Muttermax or in Nancy Blake's will be filled today. So it's a very much, the supply chain is very, very tight.
Are you prepared or are you back at full capacity brewing?
I'd say we're still not back at full. We're probably about 50% of where we should be, and that's, I'm probably being generous if I was to say that. But the wet pubs opening is definitely a big boost for us. We were predominantly draft sales. About 80 to 85% of our sales were draft, and that when that closed down, it was massive. That was huge to take away. If someone takes away 85% of your revenue stream, you know, it's very, very hard to recover from that. So we're delighted that the pubs are opening up, but we have been here before, right? This is our third time going on to this roundabout now, and I remember the 10th of March where we had two batches of beer in kegs ready to go to the pubs, and the word came that they will not open.
To survive, Treaty City Brewery had to find other revenue streams and found a new market online.
We said, how could we fulfil that gap in the market while still maybe kind of running down some of our stock that we had on hand, i.e. how do we survive, right? Now, our social media channels are very strong for not sales, but more kind of detail as to what we're doing and letting people know if we're doing special beers. But that channel had to be changed to a sales funnel, basically. And we started to take orders for cases that we could deliver over our social media channels. So direct messaging. We ended up rebuilding our website and going online there. And it helped us to discover a whole new market. I think we've produced 18 different styles of beers since COVID hit. So that's a massive volume of beers, right? That was one of the conversations I had with Gustavo, the master brewer. We have these beers that we always really wanted to brew, right? And stuff that we wanted to get out there and try. And we found that people were interested in those beers. And we did develop, and it did open a new revenue stream for us. We kind of garnered a name for having, you know, that experimental stuff and kind of being a bit more left to centre. So, yeah, I would say there is, I don't know if you'd call it a silver lining, but definitely we did get a new revenue stream, and it was definitely positive for us.
Pubs are the brewery's biggest customers, and Steve worries about the future and what any further tightening of restrictions will mean for his business.
That was our core business, and it's kind of where we want to get back to. You know, it's a risky strategy because if we have to bin another batch or two batches of beer because it's not been sold, I don't know if we can survive that, right? You know, so it's a very nervous time, you know, but when I go home at night, it does keep me awake, you know. I'll put it that way to you.
Stephen Cunneen of Treaty City Brewery in Limerick. Elsewhere, we know the name Professor Luke O'Neill, who regularly contributes to discussions on COVID-19. A company he founded with a colleague 4 years ago, Inflazome, has been acquired by Roche for €380 million. More at 8:30. Audrey.